This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Demonstrations continued for an eighth night Tuesday across the U.S. over the death of George Floyd while handcuffed in police custody in Minnesota. Protesters ignored nighttime curfew orders in some areas, including in New York City, where hundreds of people remained on the Brooklyn Bridge late into the night after police blocked their path into Manhattan. Hundreds of people remained past curfew. Here in Washington, at the Lafayette Square Park across from the White House, where the scene was much quieter than the day before, when officers using tear gas aggressively pushed largely peaceful protesters out to clear the way for President Donald Trump to make an appearance in front of St. John's Church. The officer who held his knee on Floyd's neck was fired and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Three other officers who were at the scene were also fired. Thousands of furloughed South Korean workers could soon return to their jobs on U.S. military bases in South Korea under the terms of a deal announced by the Pentagon. In a statement late Tuesday, the Defense Department said it has accepted South Korea's offer to fund labor costs for all Korean national employees on U.S. bases through the end of 2020. The agreement does not completely resolve a months-long impasse between Washington and Seoul over how to split the costs of the roughly 28,000 U.S. troops in South Korea. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Confusion, missing mail-in ballots marred primary elections Tuesday in nine states and the District of Columbia, the biggest test yet of voting during the coronavirus outbreak, most extensive balloting since the pandemic sparked lockdowns in mid-March, served as a dry run for the November 3rd general election. It offered a glimpse of the challenges ahead on a national scale if that vote is conducted under a lingering threat of the coronavirus. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden easily won their primary races in Indiana, Rhode Island, Maryland, New Mexico, and the night's biggest prize, Pennsylvania. Biden also won South Dakota. Mexico City moves into the second day of its reopening on Tuesday as national officials warn the capital remains at maximum risk for COVID-19 after 2 months of restrictions to slow the spread of the virus. Government still requires everyone to wear a face mask, but social distancing is now only recommended. Mexico City reopened some sections of public parks on Tuesday, and people must wear masks and maintain a healthy distance apart. Zoos and playgrounds will remain closed along with restaurants. Mexico City, the epicenter of the coronavirus in Mexico, has confirmed more than 20,000 coronavirus cases and more than 2,000 deaths. An advocacy group backed by the tech industry filed a lawsuit on Tuesday against President Trump's executive order on social media, as U.S. technology companies have been fighting the White House efforts to weaken a law that protects them. The proposed legislation was part of an executive order Trump signed on Thursday. Trump had attacked Twitter for tagging his tweets about unsubstantiated claims of fraud about mail-in voting, with a warning prompting readers to fact-check the post. The White House declined to comment on the lawsuit. The Taliban rejected an annual United Nations report that questioned the Islamist insurgency's intent to live up to the terms of a landmark agreement with the United States to help find a political resolution to the nearly 19-year war in Afghanistan. In a statement, the Taliban asserted the UN report is constructed with the aim of harming and derailing the agreement to keep the fire of war raging in their homeland. The UN sanctions monitoring team, in its report released Monday, accused the Taliban of not breaking ties with the al-Qaeda group as part of the counterterrorism assurances in the agreement. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.